Well, you guys, we are about 10 days into the brand new year as I'm recording this, and so I'm a little bit too late with the top 10 countdown, but here I am anyway. We're gonna do a top 10 countdown of the best Marvel Legends figures that came out in the year 2020. So let's go ahead and get started. What is going on, you guys? My name is Ramney, and this is an oral history of Marvel Legends podcast. All right, you guys. So, like I said, it's like January 10th, and as I'm watching or as I'm surfing through YouTube, a lot of the videos that I look forward to the most at the end of the year are top 10 countdowns. Sometimes of movies, although that didn't happen this year. I like to especially like to know what other collectors think of the year. So I like to watch other collectors' top 10 lists of the year. And I'm jumping on that bandwagon, even though I'm a little bit late now. But yeah, I've had a pretty, I guess you could say, prolific year of collecting Marvel Legends. I got most of the figures, like I mentioned in my previous episode. But it took me a while to gather up my top 10, but I think I've got it. But like a lot of people say, depending on the day, depending on my mood, this top 10 really does fluctuate. So let's go ahead and do that. So what I'm going to do is I'm going to do my top 10 Marvel Legends list, and then I'm going to do my top 5 Build-A-Figures of the year. So again, I'm going to just recap the waves that came out this year. We have the Super Skrull wave that came out first, and then the Demo Goblin wave, Crimson Dynamo wave, Abomination, Sugar Man, and then you have the Retro Spider-Man wave, the Strong Guy Build-A-Figure wave, the X-Men 20th anniversary. They don't call it a wave, but I'm going to call it a wave anyway. They call it a program. So there's that, and then you have the Venompool wave, and then the Joe Fix-It wave. Now, a couple of things. I'm not going to count the most recent wave, which is the Stiltman Build-A-Figure wave, because that's technically a 2021 wave, so I'm not going to count that. And even though we got the Super Skrull wave, a few of us got the Super Skrull wave in 2019, it's technically a 2020 release, so I'm going to count it as 2020. Of course, I'm also including the all the sets and exclusives that didn't come as a part of any wave. I'm going to include all of that in here, but I will not include the Best of Marvel Legends Armored Thanos wave. That one is a re-release of a few figures from, I believe, last year. So yeah, so that's it. I am looking at the website figurelist.co as my checklist for Marvel Legends. I do recommend that website. I am not affiliated with them. I just really like that website, and I think it's very thorough, very accurate. And yeah, sometimes I look through there just to see if there's any figures that I'm missing or anything like that, or just to remind me what figures came out when, that kind of thing, because they have a pretty comprehensive list of Marvel Legends since the beginning. Anyway, according to figurelist.co, we have a total of 128 figures that were released this year, 11 waves, 40 exclusives, 9 Build-A-Figures, including the Armored Thanos. But I'm not sure of the accuracy of that, because I think these guys, one of the things with Figure List is they tend to combine, for example, the two-pack, like the Storm and Thunderbird two-pack. I think they might only count that as one package. i.e. one figure, so I'm not quite sure exactly the amount of figures, but it's around that, it's within that ballpark. So yeah, anyway, so this is obviously a very, very subjective list, so if my list is different than yours, that is completely fine, right? It's all is fair. As long as you have like your justifications for it, then it's all good. The way that I ranked my figures, it's based on the accuracy of the figure compared to, you know, its comic or whatever counterpart, the execution of the figure, in other words, the way that it was released, whether it was like, you know, good or, you know, if it was executed poorly, articulation wise, paint wise, that kind of thing. The fun factor, of course, a lot of technical aspects of it, like the also like the packaging and all of that stuff, like all of it combined, plus my personal connection with the character also plays a factor. So yeah, all of these in combination of each other, they all add up to, I don't know, some sort of point system, a mental point system. I didn't actually give these guys any marks or anything like that, but yeah, that's basically my criteria. That goes for the Build-A-Figures as well. Now, this top 10 list is not, it doesn't have Build-A-Figures in it. Otherwise, all is fair. Deluxe figures, like exclusives, or anything like that, all is fair. So let's go ahead and get started. We're going to start with number 10. And for me, number 10 has to be the She-Hulk, or the Hulk, that came out in the Super Skrull Build-A-Figure wave. So it was one of the very first waves that we got. If you guys can hear me, I'm playing with them in the... Oop, there he goes. It dropped. But I do have them out here on my table just to kind of play around with them as I talk about them. But this Hulk, although it's not the She-Hulk that we're familiar with, you know, the one that I'm kind of looking forward to having in my collection, really are the white and purple suit or the Fantastic Four suit She-Hulk. Those are the ones that I would rather have. However, taking a look at this Hulk or She-Hulk, the proportions are just like phenomenal. Now, Marvel Legends isn't really known for having very good female body sculpts, although they've gotten a lot better in the past couple of years. Historically, they haven't been very good with the female form. However, looking at this, I think they nailed it. It's got like the a good elbow articulation. It's got, you know, it's got like the a shapely figure to it. The face, the facial expression is just beautiful. And everything about it is just very well executed. Now, it's low on the list because, again, this is not a costume that I'm too familiar with. However, having said all of that, it's still one of the best figures, I think, of 2020. So that is why it is number 10. Now, moving along to number 9. And number 9 is Shang-Chi. Shang-Chi, of course, comes from the second wave of the year, which is the Demogoblin Build-A-Figure. And one of the best things I like about this figure, number one, is the fact that it is an Asian male figure. How many times do we get Asian, like male Asians in Marvel Legends form? I can't even recall off the top of my head how many in recent memory, but I can remember Mandarin which was a while back, and there was a was not a very pleasant figure, that one. One could argue that the Hulk that came out in that three-pack with Vision and who was that other one? You could argue that that was an Amadeus Cho Hulk. That's the Hulk with the kind of like a military style short hair, with the white Vision. I don't know if you guys remember what I'm talking about. That could be argued as Amadeus Cho, although it really isn't, I think. Other than that, I can't remember off the top of my head how many other Asian males. I'm an Asian male myself, so maybe that's one of the reasons why I'm biased, but yeah, so there's that. But aside from that, you got like four other sets of hands, which is the most in Marvel Legends history, I believe. You got a pair of nunchucks, so those alone are just makes this figure. It is on the I believe the Sunfire body mold, which is one of the better molds, which makes it very flexible and very articulate. And it's just a really awesome figure. This is one of those figures that I can't help but pose in different manners of like Bruce Lee style kind of poses. So I actually have two of these, one on the shelf and one on my desk that I just play around with and pose like Bruce Lee. So that's pretty cool. One of the things though, I don't think the face is Asian enough, but I'm not gonna go there. So there's that. Plus, he's got nipples. But anyway, this is a fantastic figure. It's a really nice sculpt. I would love to have, and I can't wait for the new Shang-Chi movie to come out. That way, we'll have more Shang-Chi figures. I would love to have a Shang-Chi in his gi. That would be super, super cool. Anyway, so number nine is Shang-Chi. Number eight, you guys, is a figure that we kind of got last year, just the color swap, much like Sub-Zero or Scorpion are color swaps of each other. This is the Deluxe Red Hulk. So, yeah, so this is number eight. And the reason why I really like this figure, for some reason, is just the red plastic just stands out. Now, I haven't posed with my other Hulks. I don't have a Thunderbolts display. So I haven't posed with my other Hulks, which are gray and green. So this guy just totally stands out. And, we've had a Red Hulk before, which is pretty outdated now if you look at how, tiny he is and how the heat like that old Build-A-Figure Hulk, Red Hulk didn't even have any ankle twists or anything like that. So this Hulk is a welcome addition. Although, we shouldn't be surprised at all at the fact that it even came out, because as soon as they came out with the 80th anniversary Hulk last year, we kind of knew that this Red Hulk was going to be a reuse of that body. So, with a brand new head, but very well executed. I absolutely love this figure. That face, that menacing face, just makes it awesome. And now that I have this guy, this is going to be my main Hulk, and I have the other Red Hulk. I guess I have him on the in storage now, but I guess I could pull him out and I could put some some sunglasses and put a mustache on him, so he'll be the other Red Hulk, which can't remember off the top of my head who it is now. The one who's not General Ross. Anyway, that's that. So that is number eight, Red Hulk, the deluxe version. Number seven, you guys, we are going back to, well, we're not going back because this was just a pretty recent release. It actually was just in the very last wave of 2020, which is the Joe Fixit wave. I am talking, of course, about Kang the Conqueror. Now, when I saw this figure, I was very ecstatic because we've wanted a Kang for a long time. I think many of us have wanted a brand new Kang. The old Kang that we got, it was originally a Toy Biz mold. It was re-released by Hasbro during the dark days of Hasbro. But this Kang right here, brand new sculpt, just looks absolutely menacing, absolutely perfect. You got that. I think it's like a barbell joint or something like that for the torso there, which is, I think, works really well, and it doesn't break up the tunic that he's wearing. And some argue that the head is a little too big, but I don't think it is. It's just an amazing figure. It really is. It could use maybe just a paint wash, to bring out the wrinkles in the tunic and the stripes on the pants. But this is an amazing figure. Like, one of the best Avengers villains, I think, one of the most memorable Avengers villains, and he just came out perfectly. Now I can't wait to see him in the MCU. Not sure if he's gonna be like the big bad of like Phase 4 or anything like that, but yeah, Kang. Kang is amazing. Now the cool thing with this figure is that you can I don't have to throw away, or I don't have to put the older Kang that I have in storage, because you can actually army build this guy, because he's created different replicas of himself, or of Kangs from different dimensions. So yeah, I mean, this figure. When I was watching other YouTubers talk about their top 10s, I was very glad that they also had Kang. I thought I was one of the only ones. It's like, if you think about all the releases this year, this guy is pretty much just, you could easily overlook him, but don't, because this is an amazing figure to have. So that is, you guys, number seven, Kang the Conqueror. Let's move on a little bit, or a little bit faster now, you guys, to number six. And number six is the only movie figure that I have, I believe, on my list. Yes, it is. The only movie figure. This year is the year that I've decided I'm not going to collect any more movie figures, but then for some reason I did anyway, and I'm really glad I collected this one. This is from the Venom Pool Wave, and I'm talking about the movie Venom figure. Now, I don't particularly enjoy the movie. I watched it once, and I think that's enough. However, for some reason, I am just in love with the figure that they have here. First of all, I wasn't expecting the movie Venom to even have any figures, so there's that. The design is radically different. When I saw it, I was a little bit turned off at first, but kind of grew to like it. Primarily, I think one of the big differences, aside from the lack of the spider logo, one of the big differences is the just the way that the eye looks. The eyes are just not the same. But once you get past that, you realize it's actually a really good design. And when you look at the toy, it's very well proportioned. It's got one of my criticisms of the Warpath figure is that the fact that it is a big body, but the head's too big. But if you look at this Venom figure, it's exactly what I wanted that Warpath figure. Big body, but a head that is appropriately small enough to make it look like the body's actually a gigantic 6-inch figure instead of a average size 7-inch figure. You know what I mean? So I don't know if you guys understand what I mean. It's just proportionally, it's there. It's got the bulk. It looks big and menacing. And I'm hoping one day that we get more Venom figures using this body. Like, classic Venom on this body would be perfect. If only, my only gripe, I guess, is if they could fix, that's me snapping the head on and off, if they can fix the head articulation so he can look up a little bit more, that would be awesome. But he's got the Power Rangers torso, what do you call it? The torso articulation with the reverse ab crunch and the diaphragm. So he's got those. He's got very good range for a big guy. Not terribly, terribly happy with the toes, but that's besides the fact. I think overall he looks amazing anyway. So that, you guys, is my number 6. Now, before we move on to the top 5, I'm going to talk about a couple of runners up that didn't quite make the cut. And I have a list right here. Maverick is one, and I think it is an amazing figure. I think the only downside to the Maverick figure is the fact that it is in that kind of like dull colors. It would have been nice if it was like shiny gold and shiny silver. Aside from that, it is a fantastic figure, but didn't quite make the cut. Another figure is the Carnage. And I've mentioned my little gripe about the Carnage figure. Although it's like a brand new sculpt, the one thing that I have that isn't working for me is just the way that the symbiote looks around the red body. And in the comics, if you look at the way that the black sort of creates oval patterns, or patterns of like red ovals, that's how I imagine Carnage. If you look at the Mafex or the Mafex Carnage that was just recently released, that's the pattern that I know that I see in Carnage. And this Carnage, Marvel Legends Carnage that came out in the Venom Pool Build-A-Figure Wave, just didn't have that. So, you know, good design, fantastic new sculpt, but didn't quite make it. Now, another one is the Wolverine in his white undershirt. Really good figure. I don't know why I didn't put him in the top 10. I think on any other day I would have probably put him in the top 10 because it's got an amazing Hugh Jackman sculpt. I think they nailed it. He's got like a really good build, really good body, really good proportions. I just didn't include it in my top 10. It's just a runner up. Same thing goes for the movie Deadpool. I think we're just Deadpooled out. I think that's one of the reasons why it is not in my top 10. However, this is very accurate to the way that he looks in the movie, which to me is just, that movie I think is amazing. I really like that movie. So, but didn't make the cut. But what are you going to do? All right. So those are my top 5 plus the runners up, or sorry, the lower 5 of my top 10 plus the runners up. And now we're going to talk about the top 5. And number 5 is going to go to Old Man Hawkeye. Now, I don't have a personal connection with this character at all, which says a lot considering that he's in the top 5. That means that, you know, the execution is fantastic. And I've mentioned in my previous episodes, I've talked about how awesome and how versatile this Hawkeye is. I mean, you could use his head for so many other characters. You could use the body for so many other characters. It's just like brand new sculpt, brand new everything, pinless stack. Pinless arms, pinless legs. Overall, it's just an amazing design. I really love this figure. It's just, he looks so badass. He really does. And it's just standing there. It's just so cool. Can't describe how amazing this figure is. And if you guys had it in hand, you'll know exactly what I mean. The fun factor with this figure is through the roof. It is that good. So that, you guys, is my number 5, Hawkeye, from the 2-pack that came in the X-Men 20th Anniversary wave. Moving on, you guys, to number 4. Number 4 goes to the exclusive gray Black Widow. That, of course, let me just scroll down to the details of it. That is the Walmart exclusive, and that's the one that came with. Now, this is just a single packed, I think a regular release $20 figure. It came with three bracelets. One of them with the, what do you call it? One of them with the firing effects, one of them with the smoke effects, one of them normal. Comes with 2 arms. It comes with a jetpack, and it comes with like rocket boosting effects that you can plug onto the jetpacks. The accessories alone make this figure. However, if you look at the sculpt, it is like dangerously seductive spy. It's just got that really awesome look. Now, this is the black figure that I was introduced to when I started reading comics. She had this costume on. And when I started collecting trading cards, I believe the 1992 Marvel Masterpieces had the gray suit on as well. So this is sort of the Black Widow that I know from reading the comics. So I am more inclined towards the gray suit. But everything about it is just amazing. If you look at the face sculpt and the way that they had it, have it painted, and the way that the little twirl of her hair kind of covers one eye, it's just really well done. It really is. This is one of my favorite figures of the year. That's why it's at number 4, you guys. Number 4, Black Widow, Walmart exclusive gray suit. So now we are down to our top 3. And the third, number 3, you guys, is what many consider number 1. But for me, it's just the third best this year, in my opinion. And that is the Retro Spider-Man. Now, it is a brand new articulation style on a Spider-Man figure. Very awesome. It's got, let me just scroll up to the details of it on the figurelist.co website, but it's got, there he is. He's got, an alternate head with more squinty eyes. Now, to me, this kind of evokes more Eric Larson style because of how dense the webbing is. So it's like a bit of John Romita and Eric Larson, which is really good. And I like how it's not quite thin like you think Spider-Man is. So he's got a bit of bulk to it, like the way that he's been drawn in the 90s, especially with Todd McFarlane drawing him a little bit thicker than, Steve Ditko intended. Otherwise, it is a fantastic release. It really is. It's very poseable For a $20 figure, it's amazing. And the fact that it comes in the retro packaging. I'm not a packaging guy, but I do remember the retro packaging from back in the 90s and from watching the cartoons. So it really does evoke a lot of nostalgia. So that's what contributes to this. Now, there are downsides to it, of course. It's not pinless tech, and you have those red pins on the inside of the arms there that kind of make it look a little off. But, and also he could do a little bit with a little bit better neck articulation. Otherwise, this is a fantastic figure and probably the best Spider-Man figure ever released by Hasbro Toy Biz to date. That's a bold statement, but I think they've done it. I really do. Moving on to number two, you guys. Number two is the very first release this year of Doctor Doom. Now, there were two Dooms that were released. One of them was in the retro packaging, and then the other one was in the Super Skrull Build-A-Figure Wave. But I'm going with the one in the Super Skrull Build-A-Figure Wave because that was the first time that we saw this body, we saw this sculpt, and it's got the modern head, which I think, as much as I like the classic head, I do prefer the modern head just because he looks more menacing with it on. And I think the hood looks a lot better with the modern head than it does in the classic. So yes, I do like the retro Doctor Doom that was just released. I like the colors a little bit better in that one, I think. But I do of the two of them, I think I lean a little bit more towards this first Doctor Doom release in 2020. And yeah, it's just really well done. He's got pistol, he's got extra hands, comes with that retro head and the modern head. Cool things about it, he's got like this new articulation, it seems. They don't do this very often, if ever, where they articulate the bottom of the neck as well as the top. So that's new. If you look at it, might not be noticeable because there's no wash, but he does have a lot of detail. All the rivets, the armor, what do you call it? The chain link armor underneath, and like the texture of the fabric, it's all there. It really is. So yeah, this is definitely one of the best figures of all time, and it's number two on my list. The Doctor Doom from the Super Skrull Build-A-Figure Wave. So, you guys, that leaves us with number one. Again, you guys, stick around. We're not quite done yet because we are going to talk about our top five Build-A-Figures as well after this. And in a different episode, I'm going to talk about a few more things. I'm going to give awards. That's one of the things that I don't see many reviewers do, but I would like to kind of do one myself, is just giving out awards so that, it's not always like the best. I also want to talk about the worst, the biggest disappointments, the surprises, and all of that stuff. So that's in a separate episode. So now, you guys, let's talk about number one. And for me, the best figure this year from Hasbro in the Marvel Legends line is the Deluxe War Machine. And I don't think a lot of people have War Machine at the very top of their list. Many people have War Machine on their top 10 lists. Oh, excuse me, I hit the microphone there. but not many have him at the very top. And I think for me, you guys, the accuracy of it, it's just spot on to what he looked like in the 90s. The execution of it, like he's got blast effects, like tons of blast effects for the shoulder cannons. He's got a different head. He's got a roadie head. He's got like the blast effects for the legs. Also, he's got those two arm cannons. Everything about it is just absolutely amazing. Now it's been a while since we got War Machine. We got, I believe we got this classic War Machine. The only classic War Machine that we really got was the one that we got from Toy Biz with the Dave Vonner head. But that is an outdated figure. The arms are too long, and yeah, it's just a, yeah, it's outdated. It was really good for its time, and for a while there, it was the War Machine that I have on my shelf until this guy came along right here, and it just, they knocked it out of the park. Now, you would probably think that they're reusing a lot of parts from the 80th anniversary Iron Man for this figure, but they're not. It's like the only reuse really that they have are the thighs. That's probably it, because you have the pinless arms, so that's not 80th anniversary Iron Man. Different torso, different lower legs, different arms, different head and everything. So it's all pretty much a brand new sculpt, like 90% brand new sculpt right here. The only issue is that I wish that they didn't go with the marbleized silver. Would have been cool if they painted it. But aside from that, he just looks so menacing and so badass. And I think it is the number one, the best figure from Marvel Legends in 2020. All right, so that's that. That's my top 10. Let me know what you guys think, by the way. If you guys are listening to this podcast, there's a link in the description of this episode that gives you a chance to kind of call in. And if you do call in, I will do my best to include your call onto a future episode. So feel free to do that, you guys. Okay, so that's the top 10. Now let's talk about the top 5 Build-A-Figures of the year. And I'm going to start with number 5. Number 5 is going to be a surprise for everybody. There's only 8 to choose from, really. But number 5 for me is the Gamerverse Abomination Build-A-Figure. That figure, on a technical standpoint, now I have no association with Gamerverse Abomination. I never played the game, but I have seen snippets of the Abomination from the game, and the accuracy of that Build-A-Figure compared to the character in the game, it is spot on. Now, they could have done a little bit better work with the facial expression, but this figure, you know, a lot of people kind of, they've dismissed it because it's a Gamerverse figure, but if you look at the technical aspects of that Build-A-Figure, he's got butterfly joints, which you haven't seen on a Build-A-Figure since the Toy Biz Giant Man. He's got all of the major articulation. Like, he's very well articulated. He's got the bulk. He's got the size of a Build-A-Figure. And he's got an amazing sculpt and a pretty decent paint job. I think he's one of the best figures, Build-A-Figures of the year. And that's why the Abomination, Gamerverse Abomination, is one of my top fives. It is number 5. So, yeah. Number 4, you guys, is, I'm going to give it to the Super Skrull Build-A-Figure. Now, the reason why I have the Super Skrull, even though he's tiny, he's technically built on that Hyperion body. He doesn't have the Hyperion torso, but everything else about it is pretty much Hyperion, including the lower legs, or the legs, and maybe a little bit of the shoulders. The reason for him being number four is because of how important he is to the Fantastic Four shelf that we have just been built, not counting the Fantastic Four characters that came in that wave, but in the past couple of years we've been building the classic Fantastic Four. We got a Doctor Doom, we got a Silver Surfer, so like what other classic Fantastic Four villains are there? Definitely the Super Skrull. Now, we've had Super Skrulls in the past. One of them was an army builder that was part of the Tupac in the Dark Days of Hasbro, Tupac with a Kree soldier. And we've also got a bunch of Super Skrulls from the Fantastic Four Classics line. But this Super Skrull right here comes with multiple heads. Two different head sculpts. This right here is, I think, a perfect execution of Super Skrull. It's a really great figure. So that's why it's at number four. Number three, the third best Build-A-Figure of the year, you guys, is Sugar Man. Now, Sugar Man is just one of those figures that just stands out of, like, from everyone else on the X-Men shelf, the X-Men villains shelf. And that's the fun factor of this guy. It's just, it's a lot. Because of how different he is, he's got like this crazy face. I mean, his entire torso is a face, and then you got those big like forearms, and he just looks amazing. Now, you can't quite pose him really because he's got that big face and there's really no articulation on the torso because of that. However, sculpt wise, really good. Execution, really good. The bulk of it, the girth, it's right there. It actually is if you look at him from a side, he's actually consists of three, like the body consists of three parts that you have to snap together. So you have the face, you have the middle part, and then you have the back. So he's wide as he is like sideways, as he is front facing, you know, so he's got that. And I think he's just an amazing he's an ugly design, but a pretty amazing design. And I think the execution on this figure is pretty good, really good. So that, you guys, is the Sugar Man, number three on my top five best Build-A-Figures of 2020. Number four, you guys, the number two, second best Build-A-Figure of 2020 is Strong Guy. Guido Strong Guy. Now, I have a lot of connection with this guy because I read X-Factor, Peter David's 90s X-Factor. I read it religiously when I was younger. So, Strong Guy is like a really amazing character from that story arc, from that era. And Guido is just an amazing character. A lot of people have been asking for Strong Guy, myself included, since the Toy Biz days. And I've seen a lot of sculpts made of Strong Guy, but they didn't really quite capture the way that, Larry Stroman illustrated Strong Guy in the comics in the 90s. There's a very specific look to Strong Guy. His head, the size of his head compared to his torso, the size of his upper body compared to his lower body, it's just he's very disproportionate. He's very top heavy. So you kind of wonder how are they going to pull it off? I've seen a lot of sculptors create a custom strong guy, but they use like a Hulk body, which doesn't quite look like strong guy, or they use a Hulk body and then they put a like a smaller legs from a smaller figure to it, and it just didn't look right, but they finally did with this release. Now, granted, there were a couple of paint changes from the prototype to the actual release of it, including, not painting the zipper. But besides that, this is the strong guy that we have all been waiting for a very long time. This figure just screams out fun, and I love it. I also have the old Toy Biz strong guy, the 5-inch strong guy from the old toy line before Marvel Legends. I had that one. This is a really good, just a perfect representation of Guido for the 6-inch line, and I absolutely adore it. That's why it is number two. And last but not least, you guys, we are going to talk about the best Build-A-Figure of the year 2020. And I'm not the only one who put this guy on the best BAF of the year, but I'm going to give it to the Venompool Build-A-Figure from the recently just released wave, Venompool Wave. And everything about this Venompool Wave is exactly the reason why we became toy collectors in the first place. The fun factor is there, the sculpt is there. Even though I don't have any connection to the game where Venompool is from, I don't even remember what game he's from. Contest of Champions, I think it was. Correct me if I'm wrong. But the technical aspect of it, the sculpt, the execution of it is amazing. This is one of those few figures that I didn't care about, but as soon as we got it, I had to have it. And when I finally completed it, it was glorious. This is an amazing, amazing figure. It was sculpted by none other than May Shelf. If you guys are not familiar with May Shelf, definitely go check him out on Instagram. But everything from like the proportions of the guy, how big his torso is, how big his arms are compared to his legs, for example, the expression on the face, to the like the weapons that he carries, like the level of detail in the sculpt of it. It could have used a wash, but the level of detail in the sculpt on the weapons and pretty much on the figure, it's just phenomenal. And that's why, you guys, I think the Venompool Build-A-Figure is the best Build-A-Figure of 2020. So that is it, you guys. Those are my top 10 figures of 2020 and top 5 Build-A-Figures of 2020. Let me know what you guys think as well. Make sure you guys check me out on Instagram. My Instagram handle is in the description of this podcast episode. It is at Articulatrix. You can find me in different platforms. You can find me on Spotify. You can find me on Anchor. Find me on iTunes and Google Podcasts. So I'm everywhere. Thank you guys, for those of you who are listening in, for those of you who have downloaded and subscribed and listened to my podcast, you guys are awesome. Thank you so much. Yeah, again, you guys, let me know what you guys think is the best, are the best figures of 2020. I'd love to know. Anyway, that is it for me. is like super, super late right now, and I am still here playing with toys, and I should be sleeping. That is it, you guys. I will catch you in the next episode. Thank you so much for listening.